so the hurried message was sent to the Houses of Parliament. And there the messenger did arrive, not at 22, but at 5:20.
What about the workers? What is
it?
Mr. Prime Minister, sire.
Yes.
A messenger approaches. And passes. But wait. Wait, Jim, he returns. But not for long.
We must stop him somehow. Ah, I have it. Close that far door.
Ready, hot Jim.
Where's he gone?
Is there a doctor in the house?
Where did that voice come from?
Here, inside my throat.
No, I mean, where are you?
Up here in the public gallery.
Come down here at once.
Right.
Captain Seagun reporting, sir. I have ridden through winter's icy breath. I have ridden in the face of death. I have ridden through snow and hail to deliver this message to you without fail. I have ridden since early December.
But what's the message?
I can't remember. Oh, yes, the message. The armada of the Spaniard sweeps o'er the foam. Like the golden eagle rising from its sky-bound nest, swoops down intent on innocent lamb, and forbearing all thoughts of mercy or grace, engages with murderous claws his unsuspecting prey.
Anything else?
Yes, next week I'm appearing at the Hackney Empire.
Good luck. Members of Parliament, this man claims that a Spanish armada is approaching our island.
Hey. Spanish. Armada?
Aspas. Aspas. Aspas, Spanish. Spanish armada,
Spanish armada?
Stop this insane panic!
If only there was some way of knowing what their plans are.
There is, Captain Seagun. We want you to become the famous Spanish Admiral, Manuel Don Pedro, and infiltrate the court of King Philippe.
But I look nothing like him.
Not yet, Jim. Here, this is the address of a plastic surgeon.
A plastic surgeon in 16th century England?
No, in East Finchley.
But how am I supposed to get across town in the rush hour?
Well, you have an orchestra, don't you?
Of course, silly me.